memory and remembering. Today's gospel is about remembering. How I'm spelling that is R-E-M-E-M-B-E-R-I-N-G. Remembering and being remembered. We just heard about the scripture that we usually say on Good Friday. When the thief on the cross, hanging next to Jesus, cries out, "Jesus, remember me." Those words echo a cry that arises deep within each of us. Jesus, remember me. Jesus' response to the thief on the cross is a promise. Today, you will be with me in paradise. So why Good Friday? I wonder why this promise is given to us today. Today is the last Sunday of the church's liturgical calendar year. Why was this gospel assigned for this day? Maybe because Jesus' promise, "Today you will be with me in paradise," is the hinge. Between the ending of this liturgical year and the beginning of the next. I will get to that in a minute. Let me explain. We all know what it's like to be remembered, and we know what it's like to be forgotten. We all want to be remembered. It means we matter, we belong, we exist, and our life has value. When we are remembered, somebody else bears witness to all those things about us. Despite the scattered pieces of our lives, things done and left undone, in the moment of being remembered, it is as if our life is being put back together, because it kind of is. That's exactly what is happening. We are seen. We're recognized. We're known by name. We are remembered. The thief on the cross wants to be remembered, put back together again with who God created and called him to be. He's not asking to simply be thought about, because he cries out, "Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom." Our cry to be remembered is also a recognition and confession of our brokenness. Pieces of our lives that have scattered and lost. Sometimes it happens through the circumstances of life, loss and grief, shattered dreams, disappointment, failures, the death of a loved one. Other times our brokenness comes about through our own actions, our words, our sinfulness, and even our thoughts. Your life may have become fragmented or broken. Maybe you feel lost and not sure who you are. And this can negatively affect your relationships. Sometimes you feel like your relationships and associations have hurt you and broken your trust. You may no longer feel known for your whole self because that trust has been broken. That is not the life God gave us. That is not God's dream or hope for us. That's not what it was like at the very beginning on the day of our creation when God looked at all creation, us included, and declared, "It is very good." God named us beloved at our baptisms. God gave us that name and says, "It is very good." Okay, back to the cross is one of the ultimate acts of remembering God in Jesus Christ, incarnate with us, in the pain and suffering, joy and happiness. Remembering is always an act of love. That was so true on the day that you came and lit the candles of those who you were remembering. every time we participate in the life of Jesus Christ by living with mercy, compassion, forgiveness. Every time we speak a word of hope and encouragement, we are remembering. Every time we love without expectation or condition, we are remembering. Every time we share what we have and live in communion with one another, we participate in Jesus Christ's remembering of our own lives, the lives of each other, and the life of the world. We do this all in remembrance of you, Jesus. That's what is said at the altar every Sunday. When we celebrate praise and thanksgiving, we are remembering. It is what Jesus offers and what we, in our remembering and living like Jesus, offer each other. So this remembering and Jesus' promise stands between the crucifixion and the upcoming nativity, the falling of the temple from last week's gospel and the return of Christ in next week's gospel. It's an interesting hinge time in our life as our Christian calendar. Ultimately, is this promise the remembering that joins the many different endings of our lives and new beginnings? I always thought paradise meant heaven. And I'm giving you a different interpretation of that today. Paradise, meaning here and now. Jesus wants you to be a part of Jesus' and God's kingdom in the here and now. Paradise, because you are remembered by Jesus and you remember others in love. Okay, I think you get the concept. In Jesus' eyes, we are never forgotten. We are always there, living. We are forever and always remembered. Today you will be with me in paradise. It is Jesus' promise, and it's happening today. Amen.